Are you looking to become profitable in trading, but you're tired of all those strategies that never stick? Well, you're in the right place. This is the Desire to Trade podcast with ATN Crete. Hear interviews with top traders from around the world who have actually made it. They'll share their tips, techniques, and stories to help you become profitable, stay inspired, and scale up your trading. So welcome to the conversation. Here's your host, ATN Crete.
All right, everyone, welcome back to this video. Today, I thought it'd be good to sit down with a day trader, Michael Tama, who is a coach in Desire to Trade now. I want to sit down and kind of talk about day trading versus swing trading. Which one is better? Which one we prefer? We're like on very different sides on this, so we can argue and discuss a little bit and maybe kind of chat about this. But Michael, tell me about why you like day trading so much. What's the good thing about day trading for you?
Yeah, thanks, Equator, to be back. And hey, I'm all for an argument. Let's have a little debate over this. You know, there's never a really wrong answer, but you know, we'll get into the specifics of why I particularly think scalping is beneficial to one's trading ability and trading. But the bottom line is, if you have a positive expectancy and a positive profit factor in some type of method, then it has to be considered as far as your overall growth as a trader and, you know, wealth accumulation. That's kind of really like the bottom line. Now, there's a lot of quirky things about that, and we'll talk about it. But, you know, if it's not a profitable venture, I wouldn't be doing it. So that's pretty much why I do it.
Now, when you're scalping day trading, are you more trading on like 5-minute charts? Or what kind of time frame are you looking at to say scalping or day trading?
Yeah, I mean, my sweet spot. I mean, everyone has a different one. I mean, the bottom line, let's define scalping is, let's just, as a default, you're flat at the end of the day. Now, people can argue what is scalping this minute, this 5-minute. If you're flat at the end of the day, let's just consider that the window. My sweet spot is, I use a 3-minute, 5-minute chart just to give me perspective per se, but a lot of times I don't even use charts. I'll use like a depth of market, which is like a DOM, they call it, and just to give me perspective. But to me, once you get into the 1 minute, I mean, every little pop, and I'm using mostly ES futures, so error stock or equity and things like that. So that's pretty much, you know, I'm just going to go with that. 3 to 5 minutes keeps me sort of grounded and gets the noise out for me as well.
Cool. Sounds good. For me, what I use is mostly daily charts now. I have algos running on lower time frames, but mostly daily charts is all what I do. So trading the daily is for me a lot of fun, a lot of free time. I got to say, the first thing I love about like swing trading and daily charts is that you can just put in a trade in the market, then you just go away and you kind of let it run. You don't have to be there to watch the trade, like wait for the trade to close. I think for me, that's amazing because then I can go out, I can do things. I don't have to be there to like trade or like spend hours a day trading. And that's for me the best thing. But what's the best thing for you about day trading or scalping?
Yeah, well, it doesn't interrupt your 4-hour naps in the afternoon too, right?
Right.
Hey, I'm jealous. Don't get me wrong. I would love to take a nap in the afternoon. You know, one of the things, who doesn't love that flexibility? And lifestyle is so important, not just for having an abundant lifestyle, which actually makes you, balanced lifestyle makes you a better trader, bottom line. And scalping sometimes can get in the way of that. I find scalping, aside from, you know, the benefits of, you know, profit margins and things like that, it is the best way to keep you engaged in the markets. I mean, learning about markets, especially in the development phase as a trader. Learning about markets, learning the little, as I call, quirky nuances of each product, how they work. I think scalping is the sort of roadmap to turbocharging your development for engagement. It just is no better way because you're just constantly learning about little things about the markets.
I got to say, that's a good point, but I got to say that swing trading, when you trade like a daily chart, you have a better separation from losses. Like you might take a trade, you have a loss, but you're not like going back into it and like trading more to be able to overcome that loss. So that more your sentiment, you go back, you go away, maybe you like have a few days off or like a couple hours off, you come back to it, then you can face a different trade, like a different frame of mind, different perspective. I think that separation of losses is a big thing for swing traders too.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you want to take the gloves off, let's go, you know. No, I totally agree. You know, I also think scalping though, I mean, within, and this, you can argue this probably with your day trading, with your swing as well, but you could be more picky, I think, with scalping. I mean, I don't have to look at every setup. And I think this premonition of scalping where you're waking up at like 6 a.m. and like that cat looking out the window for 12 hours, you know, like without blinking. Scalping is like, you know, maybe 1.5-2 hours of focus and maybe, you know, an hour of prep pre-market. But I could be much more picky. In fact, I can only have to choose my A+ setups, everything that lines up. So it's not like I'm scalping, you know, every 2 minutes, you know, doing this and kind of burning myself out. So I could be more picky, I think, and I find, and I swing as well, where there may be something that just sets up and I'll just push the button and let it run, where scalping, it's got to be like that Mona Lisa type A+ setup. And that's what I'm going to take. And the win results, the profit factors are all higher because of that. It's tempting to take some other ones, but I find it. What do you feel on daily charts on it?
A lot of people say that daily chart is a lot more reliable than like global time frames. Like the trades are more, I guess, winning more. I'm not seeing that happen too often. I think my win rate is maybe a little better than like 1 hour charts, but pretty much the same. I'm pretty picky already in my trades, which definitely helps. But some people say like you can have a better win rate or like more reliability if you trade the higher time frame, which for me is not the case totally, but it's I think it's a good argument to think about perhaps.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I mean, you know, one of the things I also find that complements that too is that when I'm scalping, say I have, and this happens a lot this year where, I mean, it's just everything is up. So I'll have a lot of long positions on my swing trades because my shorts probably were stopped out. So now I'm full long. I have like pretty long delta. So what do? I'll scalp short and even take some minor losses, but it balances my overall portfolio level risk, where I'm more sort of delta neutral. So I can take some crumbs off the floor and let my long positions run. And if they run, that's great. But I can add to that with my scalping. And even if I get stopped out, it sort of balances it. I don't want too much heavy risk on my swings because you know what happens if the market breaks, which it hasn't this year. But if and when it does, you know, that's going to be sort of a pain point that I don't want to revisit too much.
So while you're saying you take a bigger time frame trade, then you kind of zoom into it and you can take trades within that big trade on lower time frames.
Yeah, kind of cool. Actually, a lot of doing my quarterly review the other day, and actually more than 60% of my scalps were short, which, and I'm trading S&P futures, so it's, you know, generally like a, you know, an equity index, where pretty much 90% of my swings are open positions are long because the market's just leaving those open. You know, I can't, they're just not allowing me to close them. So I like that balance, not just for my mindset, but also for my P&L. And here's the other kicker, Dan. I'm not sure, you know, think about this, is my equity curve is smoother because I include scalping. Think about that. Is if I have all my long trades, and hey, everybody's a genius in the bull market. I mean, you know, you're long this year, you're doing well. But those scalps sort of make up on, you know, swings. You can have a bad day or just the pullbacks and it's just normal. Well, if I chip away at a positive expectancy type trades and setups and strategies on a scalping thing, well, maybe that losing day was sort of a small losing day, or maybe a small losing day is now a break-even day. That adds up, and the equity curve, which is my resume, looks a lot better, you know, at the end of the week, month, and year.
Sure. I think that's a fair point. Now, trading daily charts, I got to say my stress level is like very close to zero. I guess pretty much no stress at all. Some people will say like when you day trade, when you scalp, you're a lot more stressed out. People want to retire from this like their 40s. They want to do something different. How would you say the stress level is for you as a experienced trader? Is it like something that only beginners face, or do you still face a lot of stress as a experienced trader, like many, many years of trading?
Part of it, I think, is shifting from a state of trading from a state of scarcity to abundance. And that's just sort of having a balanced lifestyle, realizing the importance of balance and of life, and not worrying about every stupid loss. I mean, especially in scalping, you'll go crazy with that. So yes, it is a skill set that you develop. And I've had, you know, personal coaches in performance coaching to help me with that. But yeah, you do get over that. Obviously, keeping size small helps too as well. But I think just chipping away and making sure that it's all part of the bigger picture. You cannot worry about every little day and scalping and stuff. It will drive you crazy. And quite honestly, I mean, guilty, I'm a junkie. So scalping kind of feeds that junkiness. But at the same time, you know, it's a job that you do. One of my threats in my SWOT assessment, which is, you know, assessing what something that can hurt you in your trading, is boredom. And scalping kind of feeds that, maybe to a negative degree, but it keeps me engaged, keeps me involved. But yes, for newer traders, it can be sort of, and on the coaching side, we've seen this, where it becomes somewhat of an addiction. And then, you know, it could really, you know, play a negative role in your risk of room.
This is the Desire to Trade podcast with ATN Creed.
Let's see, you think about having a work day of like 8 hours a day or something, and then you take 2 hours of this to just scalp and like be in the market. Sometimes you could be there for 2 hours and not take any trade for the whole day because it's not set up. I think that takes away a lot of time that you could use for like something different, like maybe build a business, maybe like you have other incomes. I think for me, that's like the biggest thing, like being there 2 hours to trade where you couldn't maybe have any trade for that 2 hours. Versus you could just like check the charts once a day, 15 minutes, then you're done. Then you have your whole day to do other stuff. I think for me, that's the biggest drawback as someone who's busy, who want to travel. It's tough to be able to sit there for 2 hours to just waste some trades or look at the charts.
Yeah, I agree. And I was on a recent trip to Asia for about 2 weeks. And what I did was, and, you know, as also as our role as coaches, I think we have an obligation to our members and community to, if they're scalping, I think I need to be engaged to just to make sure I stay connected with them and what they're going through. Because if I'm just, you know, trading on a daily and they're just, I'll lose connection. I'll lose touch with what they're going through. But I did it for 2 weeks and I enjoyed myself. We did a lot of tourism, family, the whole bit. But I have to tell you, I was really drained at the end of the 2 weeks. Like I needed a break. You know, we talked about like, say, 20 years, 10 years ago where, oh my God, like I don't want to be doing this for 5 years and then end up on a farm, like raising pigeons and corn. Now I'm thinking about it, I kind of like that idea of growing strawberries. It kind of appeals to me as I'm, you know, maturing as far as you know, a trader. But yeah, it cures the boredom, but boy, it burns you out. Like, I don't think I could sustain that. You have to be a very unique individual who can do it. Not that there's so many trades on, but you're constantly thinking about it. You know, you're at a restaurant, or last week I was at a Broadway play, and, you know, I'm watching Wicked, and I'm thinking about the S&P futures. I'm like, this is crazy. You know, there's a witch flying over my head, and I'm like thinking about the spoos, you know, what's going on? So there has to be sort of that separation, and scalping does make it very challenging to make that separation. So in a sense, I'm very jealous and envious of what you're doing. And as I gravitate towards that, I kind of like the balance, but, you know, I don't know if the trader junkie will ever come out of me, and I'm kind of happy with it.
I think it says it all, but definitely it's a good point. What do you say as a day trader, scalper? I see these guys who trade and like, if they miss their entry by like 2 points or like 2 pips to like their pit stop, like they miss the whole entry with it. With me, like when I trade, if I do like 10 pips later or like 10 points later, it doesn't make a big difference to me. It's the same because I'll maybe hold the trade for longer to achieve a much bigger target to get down. Would you say the entry is more critical for day traders and scalpers than for swing traders?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to be, the flaws will come out much more clearly in a scalping environment. I mean, entry is everything. You got to get that right price. You can't chase. If you do FOMO and stuff, you're done. I mean, this is not going to be, you know, the avenue for you. So it will bring out the flaws. And, you know, when we do swing trades or I'll do a long-term position, if it moves up, say, I'll just add to a winning position. I won't even think about charts or anything. I'll just, you know, use that sort of, you know, risk management process. I don't even worry about precision. But at the end of the day, you know, you think about it, if you have a positive expectancy in your scalping methodology, and say you have both, I mean, I look back and say, you know, scalping has really provided me a lifestyle that I really enjoy. I mean, I travel, you know, I enjoy the nice things in life. I live frugally, but at the same time, summer home, the whole bit, it's really all been provided by scalping and really just a couple of strategies that, you know, we teach our members. So it's nothing special. We're not anything unique and special. But at the same time, it's nice to have that flexibility, security. I think as you mature as a trader, you get that nice fine balance. And sometimes I find we're like totally different in all respects, but at the same time, we both really appreciate that downtime, not only because it helps our lifestyle and our families and, you know, the people surrounding us, but it also makes us better traders. Let me hear your opinion on it. That downtime, that flexibility allows us to be better traders.
Yeah, totally. I think flexibility is like what we're in trading for anyway. It's like the biggest thing about this lifestyle is being able to trade a few hours a day or maybe like 15 minutes a day like I do, and then you have the whole day for other stuff, either like maybe just your family or like a business or traveling. But that's the best freedom of it all, is to be able to take things at any time after that.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, I was looking at some of the notes I was preparing for this, is maybe the ultimate, and everyone's different, but maybe the ultimate sort of sweet spot is sort of a combination. And that's what I do pretty much. When I'm available to scalp and it sets up right and it's A+ setups and a little bit, I do it. If it doesn't show up, I'm fine. And as long as you have a positive expectancy over a long series of valid sample of trades, it's like anything, whether your own, you know, you open up a restaurant or a grocery store or trading, if you keep doing that, you will have positive, you know, results. So, and it will help in your sort of business growth and business venture as a trader. So balance is key. I kind of like a little bit of both. When I've done purely just daily charts and things like that, to be honest with you, I kind of got a little bored and the junkie came out.
A lot of people say that swing trading or day trading is like a personality thing. It's depending on your personality. I would say we have the same personality. Like we have a lot of things that we agree on, that like we see the same way, like in terms of life, in terms of like trading and everything. Yet you scalp and I trade daily charts. Is it only a personality thing, or is it like based on what you pick and then you just train yourself to do that well?
Yeah, and as a coach, you get to know different personalities, and sometimes you even review medical reports and stuff if they share that with you and stuff. And there are some personalities where have maybe a little compulsive type behaviors where they do gravitate towards the scalping, which can be dangerous sometimes, but also it can have its little benefits as well. So yes, there's definitely a personality. But I think too, and think about us when we were like 10 years ago, our lifestyle was different, right? And we were totally engaged. And now we realize that, you know, there's more to life. And like you said, our results pretty much can be somewhat similar with different styles. And if it means less screen time and, you know, more watching Eiffel Towers as opposed to watching, you know, the 5-minute chart of the, you know, S&P, I'm all for it. So, you know, I think lifestyle as life changes, I think also plays a big role in that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a big lifestyle choice. It's like you got to choose how you want to do this. If you come from like a 9-to-5 job and you work like 8 hours a day or something at your desk, scalping for 1 or 2 hours will seem like a good deal. But if you come from someone who's traveling, you have a lot of background like as an entrepreneur, and then you want to trade, maybe scalping is kind of intense for you. Maybe you prefer to go on daily charts because you want to have like time to do other stuff. You don't want to have like a 2-hour block in your schedule to just trade all the time or be interrupted by trades. I think it's a good lifestyle choice too that you have to make.
I think so too. And you remember what the important things are in your life and why you're trading to begin with. I mean, if your goal is to provide for family or to create wealth or, you know, have a quicker retirement age or something, whatever that is, you know, whatever gets you there, that's fine. And, you know, whatever, if you like that little balance, maybe it's sort of working a little more intensely in the beginning phases of your trading career and then, you know, drifting off and still having similar results. There comes a point, I think, where, and it happened to me, where I was willing to take less results if it meant working less. And, you know, that's exactly it. I transform more towards, you know, a balance of coaching and trading. And my results are less. I mean, there's no question. But, I mean, per trade, the dollar amounts are much higher because the size is bigger. But I find that balance, one, just gives me a more abundant and happy lifestyle, just more of a giving type nature, gratitude, things like that. But also, it just, I feel like it makes me a better trader by being involved in communities, which it's tough to trade when you're helping others trade. So, but it also makes you a better trader because I was looking at my stats and we'll do a video on this is that in the first half of the year, my results based on my decisions were average. But when I looked at the community driven ideas that I got from a trader community and trader accountability groups, my results actually were the best so far this year. So of any year, but it's because of that, there's a sacrifice there, but there's also a selfishness too, where it makes you a better trader, both on the daily basis and daily trading and also on scalping.
This is the Desire to Trade podcast with Etienne Creed.
It seems to me like, I want to talk a little bit about getting funded because it seems to me like pro firms have a big like emphasis on the day trading aspect. Like you got to hold trades, not over the weekend, you got to close them before the weekend. Not something more flexible these days, but it's still like more focused on day trading, scalping, like lower time frames. When we look at all these funds, like the big hedge funds, they're not like all the time scalping, like focusing on daily charts, longer time frames, even like weekly charts sometimes. How do you see that balance? Do you see like, is one better for the other one? Or is it like hard to get funded with a daily chart kind of trading? Or is it like pretty much the same, just kind of pick your platform and go with it?
You know, your question's hitting a nerve in the sense where I oversee a family office fund as well. And it's different than a prop style. It's more, you know, conservative, longer term stuff. But I feel there's more risk of ruin by forcing traders to close trades like before events and before the weekends. And I actually think it actually hurts them. By having a longer term approach, it smooths out things. Yeah, you're going to get pinched here and there. And all firms are going to have risk management rules, you know, to protect. But it seems like the prop avenues encourage shorter term trading in the sense where they want positions closed, you know, more frequently. I understand the risk of ruin part. I understand the portfolio level risk management, and that's one of the roles I have. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of opportunity that's left on the table because of this constant forcing to close. Traders can't express their ability to do what they want to do and has a track record to show that it can get there to funding. So it's sort of a conundrum. You know, I get it. It's a firm's capital, but for my strategic you know, advisory for family offices and things like that is keep it small, manage at the portfolio level. But why are you closing this stuff every other day? It just doesn't make sense for the bottom line.
Do you feel that's on purpose? Do you feel like the prop firms tell people to day trade because they know most people will sell when they day trade?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, firms, I think, are very cautious. I mean, let's face it. They're trying to fund traders who are in the developing stage. I mean, it's a very nervous thing, and there's certain things that have to qualify. But even if they qualify and get funded, it doesn't mean they're phenomenal traders with 20 years experience. So I get it. But I think, and I'll speak on behalf of like the risk manager community that I'm a part of, I just think the community itself is very nervous and scared, and sort of risk managers and probably get shot in the foot by my association members. But like, they have to show that like, oh, we're protecting. Well, you know, risk management is about protecting assets, but enterprise risk management is about growth. It's about what is your role here in creating wealth for your investors, for your family office, whatever the case is. So when you look at the enterprise, you know, risk management level, they're failing, I think. And being too conservative, which is sort of that like that risk manager hat, sometimes it continuously shows that, you know, they limit opportunity, particularly in bull markets like this. You could see like a lot of the hedge fund community, Etienne, you look at hedge funds this year and last year, they're underperforming your basic 401k retirement type worker, you know,'s portfolio. Why is that? Risk managers getting too involved in the process. Now there you go. My certification is going to be relinquished by December.
Yeah, going to get another soon.
It's time to retire anyway.
I like that, definitely. I mean, it's going to be a different styles. We can all get it all day, and we have like our own benefits to it for sure. But I think that we can agree that there's a style for everyone. You can pick your style based on like what you prefer, your lifestyle, your personality, of course, and kind of go with it. And it's cool to see that people have different ways of doing things. There's like you cannot just tell people, you got to trade daily charts. That's the only way to make money. There's a lot of different ways to make money in trading. That's kind of the cool part. We can argue and chat on this, but you pick what you want and then you kind of go with it. That's the benefit.
Yeah. Let me ask you one question. I think I may know the answer. But as you transition to a longer time frame, do you miss the daily scalping? Like, do you miss that 1 hour chart? Do you miss it at all or not at all?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a good point. So I do miss day trading. I just don't find the time to day trade anymore because I've had my schedule. So like I didn't trade like intraday for so many years now, like on a continued basis. So I'm in the market like a few days a week sometimes, so like just for kind of practicing and stuff on the low time frames, but I don't like make it a habit to do this like every single day. And as a result, now it's hard to switch back time into my schedule to do it. And also, I definitely miss the like quick profits, like the intraday, the quick moves, getting a trade done at the end of like 2 hours or something. I definitely miss that a lot. Yeah. If I could do it in like less time, I would do it, but it's hard to get back that time and do it in the schedule I have right now.
Yeah. I mean, when I was burnt out from scalping for like a 2 week marathon, I was like, oh, I'm not going to do this. And then 4 days later, I was, you know, missing it. So that's great. That's the beautiful thing about trading, though. You got, think of this, two different professionals, two different styles, you know, similar lifestyles, to, you know, in a sense, but it's okay. Like, whatever meets your sweet spot, there's plenty of opportunities to make money in this business.
Definitely. If you guys want to see how I swing trade, some things I do on my swing trading account for bigger time frames, I'll put a link below. I have a free training on this where I go through one of the indicators I use, one of the strategies I go through to swing trade, to really trade like these bigger time frames. It works super well. So I give that to you guys as a bonus. You can sign up with the link below and just click that link in the podcast notes as well. It's going to be there to check out. And if you want to see how Michael does it, he also has some videos on YouTube here on the channel where he goes through his strategy, his styles. I'll put this also below. You can check it out in the podcast show notes in the link on YouTube. Click that, you're going to be able to watch a video from him trading and kind of show you the behind the scenes of how he's day trading and scalping. And of course, you can learn a lot of things that way. So thank you, Michael, for being here. I appreciate your thoughts and your algorithm. This has been fun to discuss, fun to chat. And I'll catch you back here definitely pretty soon.
Thanks for listening to the Desire to Trade podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe and follow on YouTube at youtube.com/desiretotrade. Thanks again for listening.